These are the sounds of popular online multiplayer video game League of Legends.
30 seconds. I think I can poke him. I think I can whittle him down.
I'll
just poke him. We don't have to all.
And that's Ryerson's League of Legends esports team strategizing during a game. The team ended their season earlier this month. They qualified for playoffs with 5 wins and 1 loss. But they lost in their first playoffs match against Waterloo. Team captain Usama Nyamatela says they lost because they were having an off day.
That's the perfect storm. That's how we lost to Waterloo. Everybody had no practice because we were all studying for our midterms. And I don't really think nobody's going to take a game that's not worth much compared to a midterm, right? So everybody was studying instead of practicing.
That's exactly what teammate Talon Dadwal was doing in the weeks leading up to the playoff game.
Before that game, like leading up to it, I had probably played the least games out of all of us. I had midterms just assaulting me. So I was just like, forget it, forget league for these 2 weeks. I think I still played pretty well in the end, but I had to focus on other stuff during that time.
The team played 3 times a week during their season. They practiced on 2 days and had a game on the 3rd day. Each week, they practiced for about 13 hours.
We have our side lanes pushing, it's fine.
I win that, let's go!
No Triss, no T, no Galio.
Yeah, they're on the side.
Balancing schoolwork with practices can be tough for these student athletes, but they do have some strategies to deal with it.
So when a game's closer, when a game's approaching, I would practice more during those times than study, and then when there's like nothing coming up, I'd study more than I'd practice. Well, you have to give up something for it, right? Like, I basically gave up all my other hobbies for the most part. I don't play League recreationally with friends anymore. I stopped going to the gym less as well when the season started. Yeah, you basically have to give up a lot of time. I didn't cut any time from my competitive league and my studying. I just cut time from other things.
Team manager Judy No says she tries to make it easier on her players by planning practices around their schedules.
So how I originally planned out their schedule is like I actually asked them for their schedules so that I see, okay, which nights are the most, like, where all of them, like, on the team that they can actually play and practice. And of course, if they can't play, they will notify me and then I'll try to get some, like, a substitute for them or reschedule to accommodate them as much as they can. Or if necessary, even cancel, like, a practice so that it works for them.
Another thing the manager does to make it easier for players is having practices online instead of on campus.
They're all coming from different areas, just to put that into perspective. So getting them to all come like downtown to spend that money to come and meet and play, that's too much of a hassle. So I wanted to make that flexible for them to be like, okay, you guys can play at the comfort of your home, which you're supposed to. As long as you guys can like meet up online, that's better than nothing. And also since Discord allows you to have voice calls, it makes it a lot easier to communicate as well.
Top in AD, man.
This ability to practice online is one difference in the training of physical sports athletes and esports athletes.
I think they might have it harder because for us at least, right, we have like the comfort of our homes to play the games at, whereas as an athlete, they have to go, like, let's say if you're a swimmer or something, right? You have to go when the pool's open and whatnot. You have to, like, take time out of your day. Well, we can just do everything we want from home, right? Like, maybe we have to rendezvous, but, like with a team and everything, where we can still play solo queue and stuff like that, play by ourselves.
The divide between esports and physical sports is quite clear, as some people still do not consider gaming a sport.
It isn't like esports is in its infancy, right? It's obviously going to be taken less serious than somebody playing basketball professionally. It's not the same. It's like not even close right now. But I think in the future they might be more equal.
Although esports athletes may not be taken as seriously, the pressures they face are quite similar, especially when it comes to balancing schoolwork with game practice. The Ryerson League of Legends team season might be over, but they aren't done just yet. They plan to train hard and come back even stronger next year. For RSJ Radio, I'm Jasmine Bala.
Victory!